place to meet the most interesting people, executives, professionals, and today's most notable experts share their wealth of knowledge and vast experience with us live. Listen and learn in depth directly from today's leaders and tomorrow's highest climbers. Spotlight Radio shines on the people that you want to hear every day, on demand and in real time on SpotlightRadio.com. The world's most fascinating people are right here on Spotlight Radio.
Hello!
I'm your host, Chris Randazzo, and you're listening to the one and only Spotlight Radio. Joined by our guest today, we're proud to present the owner and CEO of Susan Bach Solutions, Dr. Susan Bach herself. And hello, doctor. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Chris. What a delight.
Well, feeling is mutual. So great to have you back on here with, you know, all of us here at Spotlight Radio. Jumping right into things, tell us about yourself and Susan Bach Solutions and how you started.
That could take the entire show.
All right. Well, we'll try to get a brief one in, and then we'll go right into some of the wonderful things you're doing with your clients.
I'm a corporate jailbird. I jokingly say that I paroled myself off time off for good behavior after 20 years in corporate America. And why did I do that? Because I had the corner office and I had all the perks. And as glorious as it all was on the outside, on the inside, Chris, I was absolutely bankrupt. I was miserable. And so I knew to survive, I needed to walk away, and I did that putting one step in front of the other, having no idea what was going to be next. And lo and behold, here I am 13 years later with this thriving business. I now have become one of the ranks of solopreneur, which means that I am an entrepreneur all by myself. I don't have to have a big staff. I do have a terrific support team. But I have found the joy of, and also the pain, I'll admit, of being my own boss, taking responsibility for my life and for my future, and having the courage to step into what I call my potential, because I don't believe that I will ever be able to access all of my potential. At least I can take strides each day. So where we are today, fast forwarding from my corporate life, is in my corner office now, which is a second bedroom, and I have a beautiful view looking out over the joys of living in Huntington Beach, Surfside, USA.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what I choose to do and what I know my true purpose is on a daily basis, and that is to help other women discover their purpose and develop the most important relationship with, and that's the one with themselves.
Excellent. And, you know, it's just a wonderful, selfless thing to dive into and dedicate yourself to. You know, maybe we can explore some of the things that you're doing with your clients and maybe from the ground up, where do you start with them?
Where I start is in their pain, because that's where I started, Chris. And I have found that pain is a tremendous motivator to encourage you to do things that perhaps you didn't think you otherwise could do. So in my journey, the pain was so great that that's what I needed relief from. And what I discovered is the pain wasn't my life on the outside. The pain was me not being fulfilled on the inside. I started asking different questions, and I realized that what I was living in, my reality, needed to shift. And I no longer wanted to reside in that chamber, if you will. I wanted to step into the island of my ideal. And in that process, Chris, I developed and trademarked a system, which is called the Ideal to Real system. And so now I take my clients from where they would like to be and where they are, and we get them there in a very short process, a three-month process. Ideal to Real system. Living the life of your dreams, cashing in on your purpose, loving your life.
Wonderful. it's just so important to really get in tune with one's self and, you know, to find what really motivates you, what really drives you, as we've all probably had these stagnant moments in our lives where we're really searching for what's next.
That's right.
So moving further, so being the first thing is really the awareness of where
exactly.
you are and what you want to build on.
And the awareness of just how uncomfortable you are or in how much pain. That might sound a bit harsh for some people. Maybe it's just a sensation of being unfulfilled or uncertain or uncomfortable, any of the un words. Because that's really when the awareness starts, is when you have the awareness of a sensation that is something other than joy and fulfillment and pleasure. Not that that's what, life is all about, but that seems to be what we as human beings strive for. We want to move from the pain into a point of tolerance and pleasure and appreciation. So in the awareness step, here's an example of how I can often share with my clients that gives them a sense of what awareness is. Picture yourself walking into a cocktail party, a room full of people, some of which you know, most of which you do not. And as you gaze around the room, you make eye contact with someone that you don't know. And you're intrigued. And you think, I'd like to get to know this person. I'm curious as to what they're all about. That person is you. I introduce my clients to themselves, and they become aware of who they really are, of what their incredible gifts and talents are. The awareness that we are what we are today as a product of our yesterdays, and if we want our tomorrows to be different, then we need to start making decisions based on where we want to be and who we want to be, rather than where we've come from. So it's taking the future and bringing it into the present. It's looking to your future and, as I jokingly say, becoming the CEO, which in this case is the chief everything officer, becoming the CEO of your life. Because as adults, we are the CEO of our life. We are in charge of our profession, our spirituality, our physical fitness, our mental well-being, our financial well-being. Those are all responsibilities that we have as an adult. And when we take responsibility for those, we discover and become aware of just how much we have within that we can draw on. We have this incredible gift called our intuition. This is such a powerful energy source. It talks to us on a daily basis. Unfortunately, our society has not encouraged us to listen to that voice. Rather, we have been encouraged to listen to logic and rationale and positions that can be defended. It's the information, the knowledge-based thinking, rather than the intuitive sensing knowing or knowledge. So one of the first things we do in awareness process is connecting the individual with their intuition. And that I squared, individual and intuition, is such a powerful energy source that each and every one of us can tap into. It's always there with us. Our responsibility is to ask the questions that are going to bring that knowledge, that all-knowing spirit, if you will, into a realm that we can actually hear, that we can tune into it and listen to it and access that on a daily basis. So the awareness becomes an internal awareness. It's not awareness of what's around you. It's the awareness, Chris, of what's within you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And tapping into it sometimes is not the easiest thing. And you're absolutely right. You know, we have to really trust our gut instincts in some cases. Intuition is so powerful when you tap into it.
It is. Absolutely. And I can tell you from experience, the worst decisions I've made in my life are the ones when I ignored my intuition. It took me several of those before I finally had the aha moment where, maybe this is something that really does have my best interest at heart, that really does want me to succeed, to be more than what my limited thinking offers me. Because, again, another awareness that we go through in this process is just how limited our thinking has become. Our society, once again, has done us a huge disservice from the educational system early on all the way through, in corporate America especially. When you're asked a question, I can visualize myself now back in the second grade with Miss Emsley. I was asked a question in front of the class, and I did not have the answer. And as a result of that, I was embarrassed, humiliated. There were consequences for not having the answer immediately. That stays with me all these years later. In corporate, the same thing. You're expected to have answers. In life, we have come to think every exam, we're supposed to know all the answers. Well, what that has done is taken away the opportunity for us to give ourselves time to really reflect on the question. And in that reflection space, is where you can tap into your intuition. Giving yourself the time to say, well, let me think about that. I don't have to have an answer this instant. I can actually give myself the gift of a few minutes or a few hours or a few days to contemplate this. And the permission that I invite my clients to give themselves is the permission to sit in the question. The permission to be uncomfortable, because once you come out the other side of that discomfort, you will know so much more than when you went in. So it's the gift of time to reflect and allow your intuition to come through and to provide the incredible service that it was created to do, and that is to keep us in our potential and out of limited thinking, to broaden our ideas, to open our minds and say, even though this may not be something that I believe in or I agree with today, I'm going to give myself the opportunity to really think about that and see if this is a belief that perhaps I need to shift. Is my limited thinking or my limiting beliefs holding me back from what I could be? So those are two examples, Chris, of what we deal with in the awareness stage. First of all, getting in touch with the intuition. The second is becoming aware of the limited thinking or limiting beliefs that may be keeping you stuck.
Absolutely. As those are obstacles that everyone faces at sometimes in their lives. And, you know, self-deprecation, for instance, you know, partially related in some ways to limited thinking in a narrow view of one's potential and abilities, to unlock these mysteries within ourselves, to really sit back, as you said, and let the question roll around in your mind for a while until you could come to that solution. It's not really something that you could rush. It's something you have to connect to and allow it to take its course.
Exactly. Well said. You're a terrific viewer.
I try. You know, on that quick note, we're going to take a commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to continue to explore these ideas and talk a bit about the second step of acceptance in oneself. And we'll be back with Dr. Susan Bach of Susan Bach Solutions in just a few moments. I'm your host, Chris Randazzo, and don't go anywhere, folks. Thanks for listening.
Don't you think it's time to create your own magnificent life? Self-love Sherpa Wendy Bodan believes it is. That's why she's put together the Self-Love Transformation to Your Mountaintop Journey program. This is the best program offering middle-aged women one-on-one loving support and guidance with life changes. If you have a desire to fulfill your true passions in life, here's an invitation to you. Contact Wendy Bodan today for a free self-love assessment. can help you discover the most powerful actions that will bring you closer to the magnificent life you desire. Go to WendyBaudin.com, Wendy, B-A-U-D-I-N.com today to learn all about the self-love transformation to your mountaintop journey program.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29, and thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you,
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me, and to a seven-year-old,
that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil, and Phil is the reason that this seven-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
As a physician, I know that healthcare is changing, and healthcare organizations have to look at new ways of thinking about benefits. Stratford 360 works exclusively in the healthcare industry, providing supplemental benefits planning, as well as contracts and strategies to attract and retain top talent in the medical field. So if you're a healthcare executive, stay ahead of the curve. Contact Jim Nelson by emailing jim.nelson@stratford360.com.
Spotlight Radio, the best place to promote your business. We are the only social media marketing firm with real radio shows advertising your business.
When it comes to your business, a Spotlight Radio interview is the most innovative and personal advantage on marketing and networking.
Spotlight Radio can do it all. We create professional press releases to advertise your company online so clients can easily find you, displaying your services and credentials.
Spotlight Radio also presents awards, plaques, corporate directories, and the most high-end professional radio commercials.
So shine the spotlight on your business today. Call 631-589-6000 to become an elite member of Spotlight Radio.
Remember, it's all in who you know. Call 631-589-6000 today.
And we're back. I'm your host, Chris Randazzo, joined by our guest today, the owner and CEO of Susan Bach Solutions, Dr. Susan Bach herself. And hey, doctor, thanks for being with us today. Welcome back.
Great to be back, Chris. Couldn't wait.
Well, I'm so happy to have you here. So we were talking a bit about some of the steps that you take with your clients to help them self-actualize and take that next step in the journey of life and make their dreams the reality that they have so craved. So first we've spoke about self-awareness and having a reintroduction to yourself and the important elements within. And moving to our second topic today, self-acceptance and accepting where we are in our lives and then building upon the foundation that we've set for ourselves. And please continue, Doctor.
That self-acceptance is a really big one. The where do we start with this one? There's actually a series of questions. It's a real short system that I take clients through at this level for stage two, one being awareness, the second one being acceptance, because the importance of the acceptance piece is tied in directly to the awareness of where you are. If you can accept yourself as you are, flaws and all, the less than perfect imperfections that we have, when we can own that and say, yes, absolutely, this is part of who I am, and it's also part of why I'm where I am today, when we accept that, that's the very first step in making a change. Acknowledging and accepting that, yes, this is part of me, and it probably always will be, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to be a predominant aspect of me. For example, with self-acceptance, you may not be at your ideal weight. This is an easy example to use. If you're not at your ideal weight, whatever that might be, it could hold you back from, we'll say, socializing, or engaging in activities with friends and family, or going to an event where you know very few people, because you don't feel quite as confident or secure or even optimistic as you could. And so you choose to stay home. You choose to not engage. That lack of engagement is part of the limiting belief that we talked about in awareness. And so with the acceptance of you are absolutely who you're supposed to be today and acknowledging that, we then can more effectively make and create the steps to take you from where you are today to what your ideal is. As I talked about in the previous segment, the ideal to real, we want to take your ideal, what your goal is, turn that into reality. We have to create the steps to take you from where you are to what your ideal is, to convert that into reality. This is really the key to my whole system, Chris, is the steps that you take. Why am I so qualified to talk about these steps and to create this system? Because I've done it hundreds of times over the years with clients with great success. This is not an adventure or a journey that most of us can take unguided. We need someone to guide us through this process as my coach guided me through the process and then as I developed my own system for doing this. Because if we stay within our own thinking, we continue to be restricted. However, the key is that each and every one of us have the answers within. My job as the coach, as the guide, is to ask the questions to reveal your answers. And that is a huge component of acceptance, accepting that you do have the responsibility for creating the future that you want, and you also have the ability to do so when you are provided with the right questions. So accepting that, in fact, yes, this is my life, I have one opportunity to live it and to be as authentically true to myself as I can be, that's when the magic happens. I love a quote that I just read from Oprah Winfrey, and it was, she said this, "If I would have known that being authentically me would make me this wealthy, I would have done it a long time ago." So I want my clients to enjoy that wealth, whether it be financial wealth or spiritual wealth, just the wealth of living a happy, fulfilled, inspired life and knowing that they're living in potential, not in restrictions, that they're living in a world of opportunity, not one of limitations. It's the joy that we have when we discover that we can do something that we didn't think we could do. And for many of us, stepping into our potential and having the courage to do that and accepting the responsibility of stepping into our potential is, as I said, where the magic begins.
Absolutely. And it's just wonderful how you've been able to really encompass all of these things on such a personable level and really reach people and help them find these inner goals.
It is a gift. I savor every win that every client has because it is just so thrilling to know that once again, there is someone else who has found their way. And then I know that they're going to take their message and impact so many other lives.
Yeah, you know, and it starts with a very small step, you know, just reaching out and contacting someone such as you to begin with is the very smallest first step to realizing all of these things and having that want to do so, that inner desire to realize that, you know, I'm looking for a change on a positive level, on a positive
right.
note.
That's where it begins. It's an inside job.
Absolutely. You know, I'd like to give some inside information, if I will, as to some of the ways that we can get in touch with you and benefit from your insight and your wisdom. You could check out the website, www.susanbock.com, Bock being spelled as B-O-C-K, if I'm not mistaken. That is www.susanbock.com. You could also email Susan at SusanBach.com. And are there any other ways that we can get in touch with you?
Well, actually, there is. I would like to share with the audience, Chris, one of my favorite adult authors is Dr. Seuss, which is quite surprising. I didn't enjoy him much as a child, but as an adult, oh my gosh, he just has a wealth of information. Well, one of the books that he authored is called Horton Finding His Who, and that inspired me to write a very short article on finding your who. And I would like to offer this as a gift to the listeners, and they can retrieve it at my website, SusanBach.com. There is a tab at the right-hand side, and it says Finding Your Who. You click on that button, and you'll be able to have an instant download. SusanBach.com. Click on the button, Finding Your Who.
That's excellent. That is wonderful. And it's quite funny, too, at the same time. It's a great amount of humor that you are able to portray. And I think that makes you just a wonderful person to work with, just having that lighthearted approach to some things that are really challenging for a lot of people.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to the next segment of our show where we have the opportunity to talk about the third step, which is appreciation, and then putting awareness, acceptance, and appreciation all wrapped up in a final big package and a great big bow, and that leads to an amazing life.
Absolutely. And it's just such a pleasure to speak with you. We have a few short minutes left, and I was hoping you could leave us with some food for thought, some reflections on our episode, and some highlights of what's to come next week.
Absolutely. Appreciation goes hand in hand with acceptance, as you can see that these are each building blocks. Appreciation is something that I have really come to cherish, and that's appreciation of who we are and who everyone in our life is, appreciating them as a human being. There is something that each one of us craves. Actually, it's three things. We crave this in life. The first thing is to be heard. The second is to be understood. And the third is to be appreciated. How many times have you been in a conversation with someone when you just wanted to scream, "You're not hearing me"? They might be understanding the words, but they're not hearing what you're saying. And to the second component of understanding, I'm not purposely saying looking for agreement, but just understanding of the position that we're in. So being heard, being understood, and being appreciated, when we have those three elements in our life on a regular basis, that's a very healthy relationship. And what I encourage people in this process to do is to develop this healthy relationship with themselves, because that is the most important relationship of your life. That's the only relationship that goes from cradle to grave with you. And when you have a healthy relationship with yourself, you naturally will have healthy relationships with those around you. And that would make life ever so much more pleasant.
So well said, Doctor. And it's just been a firm pleasure having you on here. It's just a wonderful time. And it goes so quick, too, when the conversation is just so effortless and flowing and interesting. I can't even imagine that we've reached the end of our segment. But again, I'd like to give out some of your information. Susan at SusanBach.com is the email address. You can check out www.SusanBach.com. And again, thank you so very much to the owner and CEO of Susan Bach Solutions, Dr. Susan Bach herself. We'll be back very shortly in the coming weeks with some new episodes to further explore these concepts, these ideas, and ways that Dr. Susan Bach is helping her clients in her area of very sunny, beautiful Huntington Beach, California. And thank you again so much, Doctor.
Thank you, Chris. Have a terrific day.
And you as well. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in today on Spotlight Radio. I'm your host, Chris Randazzo. The archived episode was always available on our website at spotlightradio.com. And thank you all again for tuning in. We wish you all the very best.